I'm chatting with Mark Borowski. Mark has spent an awful lot of time really focusing and dedicating his attention to the work of stride piano master James P. Johnson. There's a lot of other aspects of Johnson. We're talking pretty much about him as a pianist and somewhat as a popular music composer, but there's many other dimensions to this man.
In the 1930s, he began work on his Harlem Symphony. And in 1938-39, he collaborated with the poet laureate of the Harlem Renaissance, Langston Hughes, on a one-act opera called De Organizer. The one tune that has survived from this work is The Hungry Blues, which Johnson recorded for a session organized by the impresario John Hammond in 1939. Hungry Blues, again, was from Johnson's one-act opera with Langston Hughes, De Organizer, and it featured the wonderful trumpet of Henry Red Allen with an unidentified vocalist. For the most part during his career, Johnson was a musician's musician, extremely well-respected and well-known to other musicians, less well-known to the public at large. But again, the demonstration by Panassier that when he needed a stalwart on the piano for his history-making recording sessions, he chose Johnson. And of course, John Hammond chose Johnson to be his featured pianist with the Count Basie Band at the Spirituals to Swing concerts. And this goes on.
Johnson's life in the 30s, did he stayed in New York and he had a home there?
Yes, he lived in Jamaica, Long Island. He essentially had a comfortable middle-class existence. For a black man in the 1930s in the Depression America, he had made it.
Songwriters were often basically cheated out of their royalties in those days. Did he manage to maintain rights on some of the songs and get some income from that, do you know?
Yes, as far as I know, he retained the rights to all of his major compositions, such as If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight and Old Fashioned Love, and it was the royalties from those compositions that allowed him to have this comfortable existence and semi-retirement working on his extended compositions.
Often overlooked is one of the signature tunes of the jazz era, Charleston, came from Johnson.
Most people know the tune, but few people associate Johnson as the composer of the Charleston. It's somewhat ironic, but again, it's consistent with his persona as the musical embodiment of Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man.
Nicely put.
A medley with the Count Basie Orchestra from the Spirituals to Swing Concerts, Old Fashioned Love, and a Carolina Shout, one of the many recordings that he made of this signature tune of Harlem Stride Piano.
From the Spirituals to Swing.
Yes.
Was that recorded at Carnegie?
Yes. This was recorded at the Spirituals to Swing Concerts, which had been organized by Johnson's friend John Hammond.
Thank you. live performances of Blueberry Rhyme and Carolina Shout by James P. Johnson at Carnegie Hall in December 1938, part of the historic Spirituals to Swing concerts. My guest for this celebration of James P. Johnson is Mark Borowski.